I'll have you to turn here just in a minute. I want to read this first. But we'll be turning into Romans, the 12th chapter. Seem like I have parked here all week long in this chapter, chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And I read it. I just finished the book out. But that has stayed with me the whole week, the 12th chapter of the book of Romans. But I want to read this first. In Hebrews 10, the Bible said, "For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." Patience. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry." He's going to come suddenly, Brother Jason.
Yes.
Amen. The Bible said, "Now the just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. "But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." I don't want to draw back, do you?
No.
"But we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. So what's God telling us? What's he saying? Don't draw back in times when it gets hard. Trials come, afflictions come.
You're right.
Don't draw back.
Right.
People a lot of times can come to church, but inwardly they fell back.
Right.
Or they draw back. They've gotten weak. Now listen, don't draw back, but be patient. Jesus is coming. Be faithful to his call. How many wants to say, "Lord, I want to be committed"?
Yes.
And faithful.
Yes.
His reward is with him to give you, to give to you, if you'll stay with it.
Right.
It's not in vain. Your Christian life here is not in vain.
Not in vain.
Don't look at your inabilities. Don't focus on your unworthiness, your weaknesses, your problems. God has called you. He loved you so much that he put his spirit down deep inside of your heart. You are important to him. Don't draw back.
Don't draw back.
With all of your heart, just surrender to the Lord and say, "I'm yours, God."
Yes.
You're important to him. Don't never utter the words, "I'm not," "I can't," or "I won't." Yes, you can, and yes, you are. God is with you if you're serving. I want to read this to you this morning. "So near, yet so far. Florence Chadwick loved to swim. She competed as a swimmer at the age of 6 years old. Loved the water and loved to swim." Listen to this. "At age 10, she swam 2.5 miles in rough water in the darkness of night. She started when she was 6. Now she's 10. She's getting older. She's progressing and doing more and swimming farther. 2.5 miles in rough water in the darkness of night. She kept pressing and had a heart. She kept pressing on to win. It was her heart's goal." How many can say, "I've got a goal this morning"?
Yes.
"I've got a goal and a purpose in my heart. I want to make it to heaven." Hallelujah. "One year later, at the age of 11, she won first place in a 6-mile swim across the choppy waters of the San Diego Bay Channel. She's getting older and she's going farther and she's accomplishing more." How many years have we been in this thing? We ought to be accomplishing some things.
More and more. Yeah.
Don't you draw back.
Don't draw back.
Come on. I see the finish line right up ahead of us, Sister Missy. It ain't far out. It ain't far out at all.
No.
I feel the Lord sweep over me just now. Don't you draw back.
Don't
inside. Don't you draw back in your faith. Don't let unbelief rob you now. Come on now. Don't let the doubts come. Come on. At the age of 11, she swam that 6 mile across that channel. For the next 19 years, she swam. She endured. She competed and continued in her efforts to win. She was the very first woman to swim now, 21 miles across the English Channel. Sissy, you're going somewhere. Oh, sir, you're going somewhere, dear brother. You're progressing, dear sister. You're accomplishing, you're going. Don't you let up. She swam across the Straits of Gibraltar. She was inducted into the Breitheart Hall of Fame. Success after success. She was getting victory, and she was accomplishing. She was oppressing. That goal, she reached for the goal. People looked up to her. She felt a sense of accomplishments. At the age of 34, she attempted to become the first woman to swim the 21 miles across the channel from Catalina Island to Palos Verde on the California coast. Right here's where it gets it. The weather that day was challenging because the ocean was ice cold. The fog was so thick that you barely could see the support boats that followed her. The tides and the current was against her. How many's ever had it seem like the tides was against you? The sharks in that area, there were sharks in that area, but she made up her mind. She was not quitting. She continued on hoping. Swimming, pressing, paddle after paddle, arm forth after arm forth, and kicking, hour and hoping that the fog would lift. Hour after hour, she swam. The fog never lifted. She pressed on. Her mommy and trainer were in the boat right behind her, encouraging her and cheering her on. Come on, you can make it, Florence. Come on. This was in 1952 when there were no GPSs, no instruments telling her her location in the cold waters and how far that she was from the land or how far she had made it. Nothing to tell her where she was, how far ahead the land was.
Yeah.
Members of her support crew fired rifles at the sharks to drive them away. She kept going and pressing on to her goal. I want that goal. It's in my heart. I want the goal. 15 hours and 55 minutes into her swim, she hollered back at her mom. Mom, I don't think I can make it. She began to doubt her ability to finish the swim. She liked 5 minutes being in the water for 16 hours. She gave up and stopped with great disappointments and asked her support crew, get me out of this flutter.
Yes.
I just can't go on any farther and I can't make it to my goal. Because of the thick fog, she could not see the coastline. She was a swimming too to reach. This is the saddest part. She had no idea where she was, but she soon found out that she was only 1 mile from her goal. Just 1 mile to go to the goal. Oh, because of that thick fog. Just 1 mile making it to the coast. Because of the fog, she could not see the goal in front of her, and she felt like she wasn't getting anywhere. Thank you, Lord. Have you ever been in a situation like that? You fight, you struggle, you press, and you feel like you're not getting anywhere, and the fogs of doubt come. The unbelief hits you. You see, we all feel like we can make it as long as we're up here. We feel the presence of the Lord. We're high lifted up. No pain in our bodies. We're not sick. We're not crunched under financial straits. We're not starving at all. Oh, Lord, anybody can make it when you're on the mountain. But it's when you're out there in the cold waters of life's ocean and life's sea, and you're down deep in your heart, you know that you want to go to that far distant shore. You set out and you launched a long time ago, and it's down in your heart that you want to reach the goal, and you want to get the prize. And the sharks everywhere firing rifles to kill the sharks. I'm telling you, as long as you've got a desire to serve the Lord and put Him first, the Lord will make sure that you make it. Hallelujah. There ain't no weapon formed against thee that can prosper. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. The Bible said that we can tread upon the lion and the adder. Hallelujah. And the serpent, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Give the Lord a wave offering this morning. I'm telling you, when we're in times like this, the just shall live by faith. I don't go by what I see. I don't go by what I hear. And I sure can't go by my feelings. My feelings will let me down when I don't feel good. And when I'm going through it and I'm suffering, my feelings will let me down. I'm telling you, but the only thing the church of the living God can go on in this hour is faith in God's word. That's faith in God saying, I can, I will, I'm going to make it, I'm going to not give up. Raise your hand and praise Him. I believe that the Lord is with me. I know that He called me. I know that He saved me a long time ago. He ain't walked off. It's just the fog that is separating me from the goal. I'm telling you, the mist from life's sea, sometimes the wind can blow against you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, God, this morning. Don't you draw back. This ain't even. This ain't even my lesson.
Come on.
I just hurried and went into the copier just want to go and make copies.
Come on.
Don't draw back.
Don't draw back.
If I could take one tool of the devil away. One man said, I had a dream, and said, in the dreams, says, I walked up to Satan. Satan says, I asked the devil, what do you got in your tool shed over there? He said, come and see. He said, when I walked in there, so the devil showed me, he said he had trophies everywhere. He had tools and he had weapons. He says, all around the walls. He said, I brought a lot of souls down, discouraged them and defeated them with all these many different tools that I've used and weapons. That man said, well, what's that one hanging over in the corner at that great big one? He towered above them all. The devil said, that's my choice, one I use. It's the tool of discouragement. He said, I brought many, many, many people down with that one tool right there. He said, I get them to look at the problems and look at their afflictions and look at the wrong and look at the bad and look at the world and look all around them. He said, if I could get their eyes off of God and stop them from praying and let them lose their desire, make them lose their desire to read the Bible, He said, I can use that one tool to put such discouragement in them that they will speak to themselves and they'll say, what's the use?
What's the use?
What's the use?
What's the use?
I can't make it. Did you know, I don't know why in the world I'm going this way. You can get in a situation, in a spiritual situation, that the devil can make you doubt that God loves you.
Right.
He can push you and he can handle you and he can speak. You see, when he does his best when you're going through a trial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when we're so apt to listen to him.
Yeah.
It's when we're going against things and things are coming our way and we're suffering. Yeah. We don't think it's fair. Why me? Look at her. She's getting blessed. Look at him. The preacher's getting blessed. Look at them. They're prospering. But look at me. And the devil can get you and push you down and get you so far that you think, I ain't even saved anymore, Lord. I'm not even saved. I don't think I can make it.
You're right.
If you come, Lord, will I go back with you? These feelings that I'm wrestling and these thoughts that are in my mind, I shouldn't have them there. A Christian don't think this way. A Christian don't feel what I'm a feeling. This is all wrong. That what I'm going through is just not right. First thing you know, fog sets in and you just feel like you're not accomplishing anything. You ain't worthy. The devil says you ain't worthy. You ain't no good to God. God gave up on you a long time ago. Don't you know that? Look at you. Look at you. We're a sleepy little hand up and wave it to me. Wave it to me right now. Every one of us are human in this building this morning. Every one of us at one time or another have failed.
That's right.
We have gotten weak. We've stumbled along the way. We've developed attitudes and we did things and we've said things and just, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. You see, you get out of line, you get out of whack when things go wrong. It's so easy. When things are going wrong, you develop a mental attitude. Oh, God, I love you. I love him this morning. Don't you love him this morning? Come on, come on. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. Oh, God. She soon found out that she was only 1 mile from her goal.
1 mile.
Just 1 mile making it to the coast. Because of the fog, she could not see the goal in front of her and felt like she wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
If she could have only seen the land in front of her that she was a swimming to, if I could only see, she would have made it. It would have put something down in her heart. She'd have kept right on a pumping. It would have given her that extra thrust. I'm just about there. I can see the goal. This lets us know how close any of us can be to success. But without keeping our spiritual eyes on the Lord and on the goal and on heaven, we get discouraged and we quit. Oh, Lord. Oh, the devil will take the wind out of you by blinding you with his fog of doubt. He'll tell you you cannot make it. You'll draw back. And the devil will say, get up. Hallelujah. Look at all of your enemies. Look at all of your problems and troubles. It's just too much. It's too hard. There have been times in our life, if we had just kept going, we would have known the sweetest victory
please. Can I tell us, church, this morning, there's a victory ahead, and I believe that with all of my heart. There is a refreshing in the presence of the Lord. There's a reviving, there's a renewing, there's a lifting up. Don't draw back now over what you see and what you hear. Raise your hand and say, I'm in this to win, dear Lord. You put it in me a long time ago. I go ye down in my feet. When I got up off of my knees at an altar of prayer in 1974, I saw heaven clear. I saw the Father and the Son. I saw the mansion's bride and the river of life, the walls of jasper, gates of pearl, and a street of purest gold. I could hear the angels a singing and the redeemed a waving their hands unto the Lord. I saw heaven. I tell you, don't lose your vision now. Don't draw back now. Hallelujah. You want to know how you can keep a vision? Stay in the Holy Word of God. Read God's Bible every day. And have a good prayer life. And attend the house of the Lord. And the sanctuary. And the house of prayer. And put the Lord first. I guarantee you, He'll give you grace. And He'll renew you in your spiritual sight. And you'll be able to say, hey, the fall back come, but I still see Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God.
I still see Him. Sister Dottie, He's just as real to me. Matter of fact, He's more real now than ever. I'm just about home.
Yes.
Oh, God. Josh, we're just about to the finish line. We're down to the wire. I looked that up. I Googled that. I said, I've heard that all my life. What's that mean? I Googled it. What? I said, what is down to the wire? And it was back way in the late 1800s and the early 1900s on these racetracks and these big old horses. I didn't know this. You're done, Tommy. I knew that all the time. I didn't. And then set their horses off and they was a flying and riders on their back and the wire they had stretched across the end of the track. And the first horse through there won. But you know what's amazing to me is they ain't going to be just one winner in the church of God. God's got a lot of winners. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Brother Jason, we're down to the wire. We're down to the wire. Hallelujah. I just about see that checkered flag going 200 miles an hour. I'm a going, hallelujah, just about there to the goal. Thank you, Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. I believe I'll keep right on the running. I'm in a race to win. Lay aside every weight and every sin which does so easily beset you and run with patience that race that is set before you. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I considered Him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your mind. You've never come to the place that you had to overcome sin by shedding your own blood. But the Son of God did. He made every one of us a conqueror and more than a winner through the blood.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
You want to help me, Brother Jason? I'm running out of wind.
Doing good. Doing good.
Don't draw back.
Don't draw back.
Oh. If she could have just seen that distant shore, she'd have put everything in her and into it, and she would have made it. Could this be the last race before Jesus comes? What we're seeing, Brother Jason, and what we're seeing coming on the world scene, is this the last race?
Okay.
Are you being tempted to get out of the water and give up the race? Are you tired and weary of the struggle and feel like you're getting nowhere? Is there something inside you've lost? You've lost that thrust, that desire, it ain't in there like it was.
Come on, bro.
That press, hey there. Desire, fiery there. Do you feel like quitting right when you're nearing the goal? You slid back, you draw back. Some of you are closer than you really realize. You're closer to victory than you really realize. Nothing in this world takes the place of perseverance. Perseverance means to push and go on with everything that you got. Not giving up because of disappointments and discouragement. You've got to stay in the race. We need, Brother Jason, a dogmatic persistence that says, I started out to go all the way, and I'm not going to quit. I'm not giving up. I know my God has called me, and I know beyond a doubt that He saved me a long time ago. He gave me something, hallelujah, out of my heart, and I'm determined to finish the course. Raise your hand and praise Him. You see, when we can't feel the blessings, when we can't feel the Spirit of God and the anointing of God, when the presence of God is not there strong, we begin to doubt and draw back. But I tell you, if you keep right on a pressing, the Lord will send a blessing, and you'll feel that quickening power. There's power in the Spirit of God. He'll quicken your mortal body. He'll breathe a breath into your soul. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise Him. All that I need is a refreshing and a renewed my vision.
Yes. Praise God.
I need you, Jesus. I need you. I guess that's my lesson this morning. Just brought a little paper to read. You know, it's so easy.
Oh, God.
For the enemy to put mind binds on us. A mind bind. They'll go out there in Africa, Kenya, and they'll capture them an elephant. Listen. Just picture this is what the devil does. They'll get an elephant and they'll capture him. They'll bring him into a zoo. They got a big eye boat way down, probably 2 foot down, way down inside of that concrete, and a big old eye boat up. They're going to train that elephant. You see, before we can get Mr. Elephant to do what we want him to do, we're going to break his willpower.
Yeah.
Break the willpower. They're strong, one of the strongest animals on earth. Man, they can pick up a log, about 500 pounds with their trunk, throw it.
Yeah.
Listen. So they use big chains, big links as big around as my thumb right there. And they'll put a big chain around one of his hind feet. That elephant don't like it. He don't like it. He'll go to the end of that chain snaps and pulls him back. I remember how it used to be when I had freedom. I was out there, I could eat anything I wanted. I enjoyed my freedom. He'd go this way. I think it hit him again and pulled him back. He'd go this way, he'd go that way. He would for hours on end. I know how it used to be. I know what I used to feel. I know where I was at one time and what I enjoyed. The chain was there to pull him. The chain was there to stop him. You ain't going nowhere, Mr. Elephant. And after weeks and a few months of this, you'd be surprised how the devil works on our mind. Wears us down. So they go in, the zookeeper does, and takes the latch off, unhooks the great big old padlock, and puts a rope around that elephant's hind leg, no bigger than my thumb. What that elephant don't realize is he thinks he's still bound. I'm stuck here. I can't go. Right here's my limit this way. Here's my limit this way.
this away, this away. I guess I'll just have to stay here, bound. He don't realize that it's just the rope holding him. That's the way the devil is. We can break free, but the devil, after a while of our trial, he wears us down and wearies us, and we come into places that are hard. Come on now. And we get tired of fighting and pressing. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we are held bound by whatever that is. You'd be surprised that the ropes are in people's minds. That devil, he knows what he's doing. That elephant, if he come over there, he could take his leg and he could break that rope and he could be free. We get used to being bound and limited. Satan says, now you can't get any farther. You're going to have to stay right where you are. I feel the Lord here. You can't have victory. You ain't going nowhere. I got you locked and bound right here in this area right here. And all you can see is your problems in your house and in your home. You see the problems. You see this. You see that all around you. You ain't going to break out. You ain't going to be free. Raise your hand, praise him. Come on, come on, come on. That's where the devil wants. He wants you settled that you can't get any farther in the Lord. Come on. He wants you to give up on your prayer life and tell you that reading God's word, you ain't getting nowhere. You ain't getting anywhere when you come to church. What's the use? Scientists took two mice. Listen. Put one mouse in a bucket, a big bucket, half full of water. I did not know I'd go this way. And then that bucket of water is half, that bucket was half full of water. They put that mouse there in that water, and they set a time, a stopwatch. That mouse, he would swim, and he would swim, and he would kick, and he would kick, and he would jump up on the sides of the walls of that bucket. Listen now. For hours, that mouse swam. You know why? Because he wanted freedom. I wanted freedom. I know how it used to be out there. I could go anywhere I wanted to do. I could eat what I wanted to eat and enjoy my life and enjoy my family. But I'm stuck in this bucket. That mouse died, and they looked at the stopwatch. It just took a few hours. A couple hours. They took another bucket and filled it up almost to the very brim, and they put another fresh mouse in there. That mouse, he'd swim and he'd swim and he would swim and he'd kick and he could look over the bail of that bucket down on the floor and see victory. He could see freedom. They set the top stop of the stopwatch on that thing, set it. He went hour and hours after hours of swimming and a kicking. And little beady eyes would come up and look over the edge of that bucket and he'd see freedom is just right there. If I don't give up, if I don't quit swimming, if I don't quit running, if I don't quit kicking these legs, hallelujah, I'll soon be free. I'll make it over, hallelujah, and I'll be able to do and enjoy my life. Raise your hand. That's the way the devil is. He'll show you the bad. He'll show you the dark and the negative. But what we need is an infusion, Brother Jason, of a heavenly vision. Come on, oh God, help us, Lord, to renew our vision of heaven. Let us see the victory that lies out in front of us. I believe it'll keep us in the race, don't you? I believe we'll keep right on a running and a kicking and a fighting because I know what lies out in the head of me. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to draw back. I'm going on. Victory is right there. It's right out. We're down to the wire, Brother Jason. We're down to the finish line. We're coming around the last curve of the road. Give him a praise offering. I'm not quitting.
God,
I'm not quitting. I'm not staying home. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep reading that word of God and praying.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Thank God.
Hindrances along the way.
Come on.
Hindrances, hindrances, hindrances. We need the Lord to put a fight in us.
Yes.
We need a fight inside of us. Paul said, I have fought a good fight.
I kept the faith. I finished my course. I'm not talking about fighting people, but I'm talking about fighting the enemy of your soul.
Amen.
Well, I guess you all come for stories, didn't you? They took a big, huge aquarium, big 30-gallon tank, filled it full of water, and they put fish in there, most beautiful, colorful fish in there, different sizes. And fish enjoyed that. My goodness, they had little logs they put in there, fake seagrass and everything. Man, they'd swim from one end of that aquarium to the other. Man, free as a bird, man. After a little while, they done a study, so they slipped right in the very middle of it. A sheet of plexiglass, just as clear as it could be. And they separated the tank right down the middle. So you had fish on this side and fish on that side. They couldn't see it. You know, be surprised sometimes. You know what we need? We need the Lord to give us a spirit of discernment.
Yes.
To realize what we're up against and how to handle it. Come on now. The fish over here says, we want to go over there and see our buddies, our brothers and sisters. Nose first. Right into the plexiglass. It didn't seem fair to these fish over here either. We're separated. We used to be with our brothers and sisters right over there. We had wonderful, wonderful fellowship. We were all together. We were all in one mind, one accord. And when the owner came and just shook all that wonderful food on top of the water, we all ate together. We all enjoyed our fellowship together. We ate and we just enjoyed the master that was pouring out the food. So you're coming in, pow, I can't get nowhere. A hindrance. And the fish over here said, it ain't paired. What has happened? I don't understand what's happened. Do you see what's going on? Do you understand why? Why are we hindered like this? What is it that's keeping us separated? What is it that's keeping us? We can't get unified anymore? Barring a separation, a hindrance, a thing that has come down. It's an obstacle. We can't get through, can't get over, we can't get around it. It's separated us.
Yes.
Listen now. Be surprised in our lives how the enemy comes and he uses things and brings feelings with them to create hindrances and stumbling blocks and things we seem like we can't get over.
Yes.
So you know what the owner does? He said, we've studied this, we've watched them poor fish, and they're just knocking their noses off. It's happened for days. They still are trying to get over there with their brothers and their sisters. They slip that plexiglass up and take it out. Listen, I do a lot of study. I got my own dictionary right here too. Fish did not realize the hindrance was gone. The petition was gone. It was gone. So these on this side right here would swim right up to where the plexiglass was, and they had been conditioned. You'd be surprised how the enemy conditions us.
Yeah.
They swim right up here and turn around and go back.
Well,
my brothers and my sisters over there, and I can't even get to them, can't even worship with them, can't love like we once loved one another and worship together and everything.
That's
and these fish over here said, oh my, and they'd swim back. I can hear them talking to one another in a fish language. It's a deal with the movement. They'd come over here like this and they would stop. It don't seem fair. What has happened? Why is it that we can't get together? Why can't we be unified in unity and worship the Lord together? Why can't we enjoy our master to come and feed us again, and we can all eat from the master's table? That's what the enemy does. He does it in our own life. He does it in a church house. He brings problems into our life, and he tries to separate us and divide us. Raise your little head and praise him this morning. The Holy Ghost is saying, I have removed it. All you've got to do is believe and take what belongs to you. You don't have to be bound. Give him a praise offering. You don't have to stay where you're at. God has given you freedom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Oh, God.
praise
God. Yes.
He's given it. He's given it. He's given it. He's given it. You got freedom. You got freedom.
Give us freedom.
All you got to do is step out.
Step out.
All you got to do is obey the Lord. Start putting Him first. Come on, serve Him with a glad heart. Oh, Lord, enter in His gates with thanksgiving, in His courts with praise. Be ye thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Come on. Hallelujah. God is good. We need to start praising Him and take our ground. Listen, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven has been preached and men press their way into it. Raise your hand. Help. Lord, put a press in me. Put a fight in me. And the violent take it by force. This ain't going to be easy, Brother Jason, in this last hour. But you're going to have to press and persevere and take the kingdom that belongs to you. I said take what belongs to you. Woo! Hallelujah. You don't have to be defeated. Don't draw back because of your troubles and all of your problems. God has given you victory in the blood of the Lamb. Giving you victory, 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 victory. Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna quit right here. I cannot get in the 12th chapter of Romans. Here, say something.
Doing good, Brother Tommy. Doing good. Praise.
Hallelujah, sweet Jesus. How many wants victory this morning? I feel it. I feel the liberty of the Lord. Thank you. Oh, don't you draw back now. Come on. We have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, that you might receive the promise at the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Come on, children. Don't give up now. Come on. We need to pray a little bit more. Can I tell us this morning, we need to take more time with the Lord and pray. It'll brighten everything in your life. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Woo. Those that's able to stand, would you stand with me this morning? And let's ask our Lord to help us. Oh, that woman, if she could have realized and saw that shore just 1 mile. Just one more mile to go. Hallelujah, Sister Loretta. One more valley that I got to go through. And I'll be leaving my troubles behind. Thank you, Lord. I've let the devil know and told him that I mean to make it with all of my heart. Let's find a place and pray. Come on, let's find a place and pray. Bless the Lord to remove these things. Remove these things. The wrong thoughts, Lord, entering into my mind. The discouragement, the things that cause us a fog in my mind. Remove them. Let the Holy Ghost breathe upon me, Jesus.
Overcomers.
Hold on, bring in
Jesus.